Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to Morning Ray. My name is Lan or Lana, and welcome to episode 200. What the fuck, you guys? How the hell are we at episode 200? And how are we also approaching our 4-year anniversary since Morning Ray came into this world, since I decided to start a podcast and yap into a mic? This is crazy. And if you've been here since day one, since episode one, God bless you. Thank you for sticking around here. You are a good one. But if you joined us along the way, I love you just as much. And I can't believe that we're at 200 episodes. We're also almost at 4 million downloads. How many are we at right now? Let me check that number. We're just under 200,000 downloads away from 4 mil, which is absolutely insane, you guys. And just thank you. Thank you for being along with me every single step of the way. Thank you for tuning in every single week, every single episode, and thanks for being a part of the journey that I have gone on the past 4 years. 4 years is actually insane. That's a university degree, guys. So if you've been listening to me for 4 years, you just got your degree of Morning Ray. Ray degree college. I don't know, what should we call it? I'm in a silly, goofy mood, but thank you so much. This is such a huge accomplishment, and I'm saying that a lot for myself because I feel like I just downplay every single milestone that I hit in my career because it just feels not that big, or it feels silly, or I don't know. I'm like, it's not like I'm saving the world over here, or I've hit some sort of sales quota for my marketing job or sales job or whatever. Like, I don't know. It's just social media. It's just a podcast, but I should celebrate the little wins. And this is also a message to you if you tend to downplay your accomplishments and don't celebrate your wins and your milestones in life. You should take a moment to pat yourself on the back, and it does not make you cocky, it does not make you conceited. It just is giving yourself the recognition that you should be giving to yourself. Thank yourself, tell yourself you're proud of everything you have accomplished. And I'm excited to get into this episode. This topic was requested. I know it's technically still fall and not winter until December, but I thought this could be a fun one to do for our 200th episode. I know we're also due for an Ask Lan episode, but I wanted to save that for a non-milestone monumental episode. So we'll be doing that next week, an Ask Lan advice column. If you have any questions, things you want advice on, submit it to the Ask Lan advice column form in the show notes. It lives there indefinitely, so just go check that out and you can submit it. It's all anonymous. I can never say that word. I hope I said it right. But I also just want to give a disclaimer before we move forward. If you don't like my intro, if you don't like how chit-chatty I am, if you don't like the ads, you can simply just press the fast forward button. This is my podcast. It's supposed to feel like we are friends on FaceTime, like I'm your big sister, like I'm your best friend, giving you advice, updating you on my life, you know, hanging out. We're on FaceTime. It's supposed to be a chill environment. I'm not trying to pose as some expert in any one thing. I'm just a 25-year-old girl sharing my wisdom, my thoughts, my insights, things going on in my life, things I've learned, things I've discovered, things that have changed my life with you guys. And if you don't like that, you don't have to listen. And if you don't like the ads, that is how I support myself. I give this to you for free. You can simply fast forward. I don't put any more ads in than any other podcast, and I've made sure of that. So if you don't want to listen to those things, you can fast forward. You can simply leave. And I think it's best if you like the pod, then stick around. But the fast forward button does exist. I use it on ads when I'm listening to other people's podcasts. Simple as that. But it's supposed to feel like we're friends on FaceTime. I do have a monotone voice. If you don't like it, don't listen to me. That's just my disclaimer. So for anyone new listening to the pod, I'm Alana. I'm 25 years old. I'm based in Toronto, Canada. This is supposed to feel like we're besties on FaceTime, and I hope that comes across that way. And I just love sharing the things that I've discovered and things that have worked for me and things that I'm passionate about with my friends. And so I've taken it to a podcast platform so that I can do that for all of you guys, for all of you, and reach more people and hopefully impact your lives positively. But let's recap the Hot Girl Sweat event that happened at Jaybird last week. It was such an incredible event. I loved how intimate and small it was. Everyone that showed up was just truly an angel, and I'm excited to host more Hot Girl Sweat events in the future. If you have been to one, thank you so much for showing up and supporting all the causes that we have donated to. It really just means the world, and I love connecting with each and every one of you. It's so nice seeing repeat attendees now and getting to build that relationship with you guys and be a part of building this community. I'm excited to see what is in store for us in 2025. Speaking of Hot Girl Sweat, I'm trying to figure out what sort of meet and greet situation I could do when I'm in London in a few weeks' time. I'm thinking maybe like a walk through Hyde Park, or I don't know, like I could try reach out to Pilates Studio and see, but I think that would be a stretch. I don't know. I feel like I love London, but I've tried to like build partnerships with studios there, and they're just not giving as American and Canadian studios are. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the culture just because I'm not from there. I don't know. Let me know if you are a London local or if you know anything about the influencer fitness scene over there, but it just seems like people aren't that giving. But I do want to plan some sort of London meetup situation. I'm thinking on the second leg of my trip, so mid-December. So stay tuned for that. I'll be sharing that on socials. I'm also teaching my first Pilates class today. When you're listening to this, if you're listening to this on Monday, I'm going to be subbing a class at a small studio called the Health Cafe in Toronto. I'll be subbing three more classes. I am nervous. I haven't taught like a 45-minute class before, but I'm super excited, and I think it will be a really just great environment to just get my feet wet and start getting experience. But if you live in Toronto and you live near the Health Cafe, definitely come check that out. My name is on the schedule and I'm super excited, and I'll update you guys next week on how that went and everything. But I can't believe London is in less than 3 weeks. I truly have not planned anything besides my flights and my hotel, and I think I discussed this last week. I started to realize that I probably should start planning things. So I put together my list of restaurants, cafes, things to do, etc. during the holiday season in London. And I also shared that on my socials. It's saved in my London highlight now. I know you guys were requesting a little London guide for a while, since August. So that's finally up, but I'm super excited. If you have gone to London, if you live in London, if you have any recommendations for me as to things I should do, restaurants to try, things to see, let me know. My DMs are always open as always, and I'd love to hear. You can even just leave a comment on Spotify of any recommendations. I saw some of you guys did this last week. I had a wellness event at this place called Trove Wellness in Toronto. It's female owned. It's honestly such a beautiful little wellness spa situation in the heart of Toronto. It feels like you're not in Toronto once you step inside there. And I got my first NAD shot. If you know, you know. Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber do NAD liquid. They do IV drips of it, which is a bit more intense than just the shot, but I got the shot and curious to see if it does anything. I don't know. I haven't really felt anything, but yeah. So let's get into my current faves. I recently got sent the Ultra Human Ring, and I've been wearing it now for almost 2 days. We're very new into this, and so far I think it's so cool. It's so fascinating. It's really interesting to track my sleep because I've never really done that with my Apple Watch because the battery doesn't last long. Plus, I don't really want to sleep in a watch. So it's been really like eye-opening to track sleep and also get to see all like the stats with stress and recovery and all the things like that. So that's just super interesting. And I think it's like kind of chunky, but I don't know. I think it's nicer than wearing a sports watch. I've also been obsessed with the Fable reading app. You guys recommended it to me over Goodreads. It's so much cuter. I love the streak feature. I love a good streak. It's so addicting to me. And I've been trying to be consistent with reading again. I feel that I've been successfully consistent since downloading this Fable app because it will remind me and kind of give me a little motivational quote or like fact or something like that about reading. And I think I'm on like day 14 of my streak, which is pretty good for me. I've been reading at least a chapter or two of my book every single day. I just finished Part of Your World by Abby Jimenez. You know, guys know earlier in the summer, I read Just for the Summer. I know I read these out of order. I'm excited to read Yours Truly because I think that's the next one. It was so cute. It was such a cute love story. I finished that book quite quickly. Now I'm going to be reading Powerless by Lauren Roberts. I'm going to be reading that. It's a fantasy book, I believe. Part of the Powerless trilogy. It's fantasy romance. It's for my book club. I'm excited to read it. I don't think I've ever read any fantasy books, so I'm excited to see if I like it or not. Two of the girls that I'm in my book club with, Corey and Audrey, are big fantasy snobs especially, so I'm excited to read that book and see how I feel. But I'm super excited about today's sponsor. They've sponsored the podcast before, and this is a topic I'm super passionate about. I fear that us as girls struggle with PMS far more than we should, and we really shouldn't. I truly get the worst PMS symptoms. My boobs are sensitive, my face breaks out, my sugar controllings are out of whack. I feel like I'm just a bottomless pit. My mood is not the vibe, and Estro Control has been super helpful in helping manage those PMS symptoms and making that time of the month a lot more enjoyable. Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. Say no more. Estro Control contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health, especially if you are someone like myself who struggles with PMS. It was created to help women feel like themselves all month long and to not struggle with the feelings PMS can cause. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Alana at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Alana for 15% off today. I love the streak feature on the People Reading app. If you are trying to build the habit of reading, I highly recommend this, especially if you have an addictive personality like me. I've also been re-obsessed with my Bink water bottle. I use like the mini one that I got for iced coffees. I think it's like the baby Bink. It's like 12 ounces, and I love using this as a water bottle for Pilates because I find I don't really drink a full liter or like a lot of water during class, and then I don't want to be lugging around a massive water bottle. So I've truly just been loving this little Bink water bottle. I've also really just been living by the moving in silence mindset. I feel like up until recently, I just felt the need to always share and get validation from other people about things that I was doing, and I would always just overshare and be super open about everything. And I've decided that people don't have to know everything. They don't have to know everything that I'm doing. I don't have to share everything. If someone asks, like, I don't have to reveal everything about me and what I'm doing, etc. And I've decided to put my head down and work and keep that to myself, and then when it's time to share it with the world, to share it. And it's truly just a really nice feeling, and I feel like I've been so much more productive and hardworking because of it. I think there's like a psychological study or reasoning behind this feeling, but when you tell someone you're going to do something, it gives you that feeling that you've already accomplished it. And that's why a lot of people like don't end up going through with things that they set out for themselves if they're continuously just telling people that they've decided to do something. So instead, just tell yourself you're going to do it, take the actions, and move in silence. And then once it's complete, obviously then people will know, or like maybe they won't. Just do things for yourself and give yourself that internal validation. And then my last current fave is setting the vibes when reading. Oh my God, my voice is cracking a lot today, but just setting the vibes when reading. And what I mean by this is lighting a candle, putting on warm, light vibes, dimming the lights a little bit, comfy, cozy, chill vibes. I love having music on my TV and like playing Spotify on my Roku TV. It just makes the vibes all the more immaculate. I know I already did five favorites, but I just remembered this while I went to go to the bathroom. But I have been obsessed, and I don't know how I forgot about this, but I have been obsessed with the new Butter Barrier cream from Rode. It literally makes your skin look insane. It is not too heavy, it's not too light, it's perfect for fall and winter. It feels incredible. It makes my skin look like glass and glowy and almost airbrushed. It's the most insane thing ever. I have truly, like, I'm gonna say this is like my third favorite product from Rode. It goes the glazing milk, probably this cream, and then the cleanser. Like, those are my three favorites ever, and then probably the lip peptide treatments are fourth. But I'm absolutely obsessed with this moisturizer. I will link it in the show notes. It is incredible. It is worth every penny. A little bit goes a long way. It feels incredible. Your skin will look insane. I'm not joking. Like, truly looks insane. But let's get into our winter ins and outs. This list goes all over the place, but I thought this could be fun. I know Eli Rallo always does this on her socials every single month, like all her ins and outs, and I love ins and outs trends, and I just thought this could be a fun little episode. But these are my ins. We're gonna start with ins, then we'll do outs. And I feel like a lot of these, if you know me, if you've been following me for a while, then a lot of these, I think, are predictable. But let's start. In is brown everything. Clothes, nails, bags, boots, jackets, furniture, accessories, brown everything. I'm obsessed with brown. It's just the vibe. Brown is the new black, and navy. Navy is also beautiful. Like, brown and navy are my new blacks. I love them so much. It truly just is the vibe. Truly just obsessed with everything brown. Still love my brown nails. They're absolutely slaying. And I'm obsessed with like brown accessories, like brown leather knee-high boots, a brown suede bag, a brown leather bag, a brown leather jacket. I really want one, like a distressed brown leather jacket. Just sounds so perfect right now. Just everything brown, even like being like a more like deep brunette hair color. Absolutely beautiful. And brown eyeshadow, truly everything brown is just in. Sultry perfumes are most definitely in. Think YSL Libre, YSL Libre Flowers and Flames, Maison Margiela Replica by the Fireplace. Just like sultry, sexy, warm, feminine perfumes. Hot coffee. We are so into hot coffee. Flat whites, cappuccinos are hitting this season. Add a little vanilla, chef's kiss, so good, especially in the morning. Whether you make it at home, whether you go to a cute little local coffee shop by yourself, with the girls, with your boyfriend, with your sneaky link. Oh my God, I did not just say that. But hot coffee, just flat whites and cappuccinos, especially from like a cappuccino, a double shot cappuccino from an Italian cafe with a little cocoa powder on top. So good. Espresso martinis. You saw this one coming. I make a fire espresso martini. They are so good. I feel like it is the drink of fall. Like, when I think of fall, espresso martinis also just fits in with the brown vibes. When I make an espresso martini at home, because I know I'm gonna get asked this, or I'm just helping you out, equal parts vodka, Kahlua, and espresso. I do a double shot of espresso from my Breville. I do the full shot glass of the shaker, so I think it's 1.5 ounces of vodka. I use Tito's, and then the same of Kahlua, and you put it into a cocktail shaker with a shit ton of ice. And you shake that thing so aggressively until your hands are frozen from it. Like, it has to be ice cold. And while you're doing that, put ice in the cup that you're gonna pour into. You dump the ice out right before you're gonna pour the cup in, strain it. It is so good. It will be so frothy. If you don't have enough foam on top of your espresso martini to float and hold three espresso beans, it is not frothy enough. Oh, I also do a little bit of vanilla syrup in there, the Monin vanilla syrup. It makes it so good. Comfy, cozy fits. Think baggy jeans and a knit sweater or a cardigan or nicer crew neck hoodie. That has been my go-to fit, even with a little puffer vest or fleece on top, or even like an oversized leather jacket. It's just comfy, cozy, casual. You feel so cool, girl. I don't want anything tight. Like, I want loose, comfy, cozy, warm. mini dresses with oversized blazers and knee highs. For a girl's night out, it is so chic, it is so feminine, it's sexy, it's classy, it's sophisticated. You feel like Hailey Bieber. I have an oversized blazer from Artless Forever. The dress I also love pairing with it is from Artless, but you can get from Aritzia, whatever it is. But mini dresses, oversized blazer, and knee-high boots. Chef's kiss, so good. And even better if it's all monotone. So all black, all dark brown, whatever colors you want to do. It just looks so good. And I'm so excited to wear it tomorrow night for a GNO. Cozy nights in with friends and loved ones. Setting the vibes with candles. Getting takeout or either cooking or baking together is such a vibe. And then you can watch a movie, you can chat, you can talk, whatever it is. Book clubs. Love a cute little book club with friends, getting a meal together, getting to discuss the novel, debate different takes on it. Just a fun vibe and also a great way to be consistent with seeing your friends. It's so cute. It's so fun. Slower living. Slower living is most definitely in. If you are not in the slow living vibe, what are you doing? Think minimalistic, simplified routines, less is more, letting yourself breathe, more nights in, calming night routines, prioritizing self-care, learning how to be in tune with your body and listening to it, more home-cooked meals focused around whole foods, comfort foods, prioritizing rest and recovery, so your sleep hygiene, taking rest days off from working out, mobility, stretching, contrast therapy, sauna and cold plunge, all of it. I love slow living. Less is more, baby. Setting boundaries. Setting boundaries is so in. It's so hot. Being authentically yourself. We are not pretending to be someone that we're not. We are not trying to people please. We are just being ourselves, setting our boundaries. And if people don't vibe with it, they're not meant to be in our lives. Putting yourself first, having a growth mindset. We are no longer being scarcity mindsets, having limited beliefs. No limiting beliefs. Those are not in. Small friendship circles, glittery eyeshadow, specifically the Urban Decay Cowboy, Space Cowboy shadow, or the new Patrick Ta ones. Absolutely stunning. Or the new Makeup by Mario palette. You know which one I'm talking about. Financial literacy. It is so in to be financially literate, to understand how to pay your credit card bills, to live within your means, to invest our money, to know what a TFSA is or whatever it is wherever you live. Knowing how to make your money work for you instead of against you. Truly so hot. So in, so hot to be financially literate, especially as a girl. It is hot. Don't leave this for your partner to figure out. You should be able to do it yourself as well. We are past that. That is past our generation. I encourage you to educate yourself, to get curious, to ask questions. It is so in. It is so cool. It is so hot. A good lip balm. Specifically, either the Rode or the Tower 28 or Summer Fridays. So, so, so good. Smart rings. Either an Aura ring or the Ultra Human, whatever it is. We love a smart ring. We love knowing our sleep, our recovery, making our bodies the best and healthiest that they can be. Let them theory. Let them do them. Let them do whatever they want. Stop controlling people. That is not in. Don't control people. Control yourself. Control how you feel. Be aware of how you feel. But let people do them. They will do what they want to do. Stop wasting your energy on them and in turn, give it back to yourself. Candles and warm lighting. You guys knew this was coming. I love my candles. I love my Boy Smells candles. I love Labo. I love a luxurious candle. My wallet does not, but I love a luxurious candle. Know what else is in? Embracing your feminine energy. I feel like for so long, I was just so hard in my masculine energy, even when I really should have embraced feminine energy more, especially when it comes to self-care and your relationship with yourself and romantic relationships with male partners, like in a heterosexual relationship. I think I was just so masculine for so long, which is common for many entrepreneurial women, a lot of independent females, and I forgot how to like ignite that feminine energy. And figuring out how to do that for myself has been so invigorating, so empowering, and also re-energizing and regrounding in a way. Like, I think in doing this, it has allowed me to re-find myself again. Let me know if you want a whole episode on this, but just embracing your feminine energy and not being ashamed of it, and really just being confidently feminine and not letting anyone tell you otherwise. And our last in that I have written, obviously I could probably go on forever, but our last in is reading spicy rom-coms. There is nothing better than like a cheesy spicy rom-com. I will read that through that thing so quickly. It is my guilty pleasure. I love them because one, I feel like I'm doing something good for my brain because I'm reading and not like staring at a screen, even though I'm reading on my Kindle. I don't know, it's different. Two, I rather read than binge watch or scroll on socials. If I can get myself to read and put the social media away, to turn Netflix off, to turn YouTube off, and to read, and it takes a spicy little rom-com, even though it's so silly, so stupid, I love them. I love them. I will fall in love with the male protagonist in every single spicy little rom-com. I will be in a relationship with them myself. So highly, highly recommend getting into reading spicy rom-coms. They are worth it. They are worth the hype. My friend Maddie, it's Madison Kate on TikTok and Instagram, is a great bookish talker, and she is so good at explaining books. That is the one thing I cannot do. Do not come to me to explain movies, TV shows, books. I cannot storytell in that way ever. I suck at it. Go to her. She will give you some recommendations. You can also follow me on Fable for recommendations. But Fable is in and Goodreads is out. On to the outs. Ghosting your therapist. Going to therapy is cool, it's hot, it's sexy, it's healthy, and you should do it. Having the winter uglies, I think so many people just let themselves go during the winter. They don't shave, they don't take care of their skin as well, they maybe like don't work out as much. I don't know. I love really just like narrowing, giving tunnel vision, going in with that winter arc, 75 hot challenge mindset, and just like working on myself, always doing things that make me feel good, that make me feel healthy, sexy, confident, beautiful. If I need to put a little salty tan face tanner on my face, I will. If I need to exfoliate, shave, and moisturize my legs, I will. If I need to go for a blowout, I will do that. If I need to get my brows threaded, I will do that. I will continue and keep up with all my little high maintenance, to say low maintenance, activities during the winter month. I refuse to embrace the winter uglies. Having a conversation for closure. If you need to have a conversation for closure, it's not going to give you the closure. I think you're just wanting attention and a touch point with that partner again. You should be able to learn how to give yourself that closure and move forward to heal from it. Having a scarcity mindset. We do not think small here. We do not limit ourselves. We do not hold on to limiting beliefs. We are not being bullies to ourselves. There are enough mean people in the world, and you don't need to be one of them. You should be your biggest fan, your biggest advocate, the person that is the kindest to yourself. Every single time you have a negative thought about yourself in any sort of category, whether it's your career, whether it's what your life is, how you look, whatever it is, counteract it. Counteract it with something positive. Stress, extreme stress, is out. Not asking people questions. Don't just talk about yourself. Ask people questions back. Especially if you are a man listening to this podcast, we have a very small percentage of you on here. On dates, please ask questions. It is not a pink job. It is a blue job. I mean, both should be asking questions, but ask people questions. Seriously, ask people questions. Shitty men and fake bitches are out. Nothing further. Vaping. We are no longer vaping. Vaping is not cool. I'm proud to say I have never owned my own vape, but no, it's not it. It's not the vibe. We don't need to do that. Work on your nicotine addiction. Living based off of other people's terms, opinions, expectations. We are no longer being people pleasers. We are no living for other people. We are living for our damn self this winter and onwards. Bragging about being burnt out or wearing your burnout like a badge of honor. It is not cool to be overworked. It is not cool to be continuously stressed. Like, hustle culture is not cool. We are past that. We're on to slow living. Obviously, I'm all about working hard, but work hard, play hard, and like work-life balance. It is not cool to be burnt out. It is not cool. Shit-talking friends. I don't want any of you to be the person that is shit-talking friends. We are nice people. If you don't have something nice to say, don't say it. You are allowed to dislike someone, not like someone, but you don't have to be openly talking about it. Tell your journal, tell your therapist. I don't know if that would still count as shit-talking, but don't gossip about your friends. Don't talk about them behind your backs. We are not those type of people. That is reserved for in high school. If you're not over that yet, don't do it. Be the bigger person. Maximalism. You do not need a million one different things. You do not need 20 different lip glosses. No more maximalism. Doom scrolling on TikTok and binging on Netflix. We are no longer doing that. We are being mindful with our content consumption. We are doing a little social media detox. Doom scrolling is out. Anyways, that is the end of my winter ins and outs. I would love to hear what your winter ins and outs are. If you're listening to Spotify, you can leave a little comment on this episode and share what things are in for you this winter, what things are out for you. I would also love if you could leave a rating and or review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It can help my pod a lot, and it's how you can help show support. I love you guys so much. Thank you for being here for 200 episodes. What the literal fuck? It's so insane. This is my 200th episode that I'm recording. Technically, I've also recorded more because I've guested on other people's podcasts, and I think there's a few episodes that never went live, I'm sure, at some point. But crazy, thank you so much for being here with me. It truly is so surreal that you guys love to listen to me yap and that we've been together for 200 episodes. I love you guys so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.